Off the record for Choices Flooring. See your floor change in an instant with RoomView.
Jeff, thanks for your time.
Great pleasure, Corn. How are you?
Bax, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Bax?
G'day, Graham. I'm going to say Craig.
To those unbelievable girls, female women.
And the bloke from the Bulldogs, Bontempoli.
And they've got Paley Dale and Caleb Daniel.
Karolina Pliskova is in her sixth season.
Is it too early
as
to get
top
coffees,
10.
Do you reckon?
Floors for Living sales on now Choices Flooring, the spring catalogue, inspiring savings on carpet, timber, hybrid, luxury vinyl, window furnishing, and of course, picks, rugs.
Carpet, rugs, sorry, yep. Rugs, right. I was asleep. I'm
Floors
looking
for
at
Living
my list.
Sale, he's on now at Choices Flooring, and picks the floor, my friend, is yours.
Okay, we'll start off with the tried and tested people getting Dwayne's name wrong. This time it's the BBL boss, Alistair Dobson.
And the WBBL. Welcome to you, Alistair. Great to have you on.
G'day, Dwayne, great to chat again.
Gwayne. Anyway, what about this caller? He gives him two names.
Brad in Tasmania, you've got a thought on Brad Scott, who we're told by the Herald Sun is going to interview for the Essendon job on Thursday.
There you go, Hugh.
Good.
Hey, Dwayne, how are you?
That'll be the one. Now, you've got to listen carefully here. Matty Rendell gets Peggy O'Neill's first name wrong here.
Corporate experience.
So Penny has to step down, is it? Under the
down, yeah.
Not Penny, Peggy. Okay. In the excitement of the Cats Premiership, Jared gets this saying wrong on Monday.
Premiership player, Patrick Dangerfield.
Oh,
Pat,
yes.
Good morning.
Morning.
The
morning,
sun's
boys.
Bluer.
The sun's bluer. Not so sure about bluer.
Good pickup.
Okay, Anthony Albanese doing a bit of a comedy sort of act here. Have a listen to this.
Having watched the parade on the Yarra yesterday, to quote a former Prime Minister, we do need to stop the boats.
I didn't think it was too bad, actually, from Elbow. Robbie Williams.
What did you call him? Elbow?
Elbow.
Did you say Elbow? I thought you said Elbow.
Robbie Williams being very... Oh, shut up. Robbie Williams was being very real with his audience in the pre-game.
Abandon the permafrost. The obligatory new song. We'll get through it together.
The obligatory new song. I like it because no one wants a new song when they're at a big event like that. Andy Maher put the brakes on very, very quickly with his slip-up about Liz Ellis.
I was going to get Liz Ellis on to talk about the goings-on at Netball Australia. There's some stuff going on there, but old Lizzie's – not old Lizzie. God, ooh. Love her. I don't mean old that. Oh, I love Liz Ellis. Oh, no. She's one of my favourite human beings on the planet. But
That's a real Hutchie sort of thing, that one.
Yes.
What about Gary getting this saying the wrong way around?
No, Gary Lyon that was walking out of his restaurant.
The other seven in the party scurried out like rats sinking a deserting ship and left me to face the manager, but he was absolutely fine. What about
like rats sinking a deserting ship? Wow. Wow. And you know who sent that through? Ben Lyon. Doesn't miss. Doesn't miss when the old man makes a mistake.
He doesn't, no.
The trade radio, this caller into trade radio was very funny. Now, he was dishing out compliments.
Compliments.
But his compliments. But his compliment for David Noble, left him a little bit flat.
Let's go to Carnegie now. Robbie has given us a call. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Damo. You're cool. Sauce, you're a gun. And Dave, your son is a good
Thanks, Rob.
And your son is a good player. very good. I'm not sure this telco expert had read the room really about how serious this Optus hack is.
The length and breadth of customers and the amount of information that criminals have got access to and can now parlay, I think it's amazing.
Parlay? Do you really reckon he's got his head in the game, Hutch?
No.
Parlay. Now, biggest news story of the week, news footy story, of course, is the Essendon situation. Nohan got some details wrong when he's talking about the Essendon president. He have a listen. He called in the wrong name.
Essendon fans, we're going to start with you because I'd love to hear from you. This should be a really exciting night for you. Paul Barham, after Mark Robinson had the story earlier on this afternoon, Paul Barham, the coaching process was diligent.
So that was just after 7, I reckon, or 6. Yep. And he was on trade radio just before that. So he went this into what the Paul Barham scenario, either side of the news. And I'm driving back and I'm listening to it. And I'm thinking, You've got a new audience here. You've got a new audience. You're dealing with the trade radio audience, not the rusted on old SEN audience. So he thought he'd give his, he'd introduce someone to the new audience. Have a listen. Yeah. He did it with style.
If you've ever matched with your partner on a dating app, like I have with the beautiful Evie, then you spoke on the messages before you met in person. So this would be the equivalent. Yeah, we've been speaking a bit and then we decided to have our first date and we just loved each other that much that we got engaged. That's not what happened to the beautiful Evie and I, but the analogy works.
You've got to give us a spell with the beautiful Evie. Fair dinkum, no ham now. Hutch, do you want to hold the Bill Orris for next week?
Yeah, I think we'll hold them for next week. There's a couple of representatives.
There's only a couple. We'll add them to a bigger list next week. We've got a bit more time.
But Choices Flooring's spring catalogue, inspiring savings on carpet, timber, hybrid, luxury vinyl, window furnishing and rugs. Of course, I don't think I've ever heard anyone talk as much about their partner as hit the music again, Zipper.
No, it's nuts. Because what happened is, Hutch, he found himself a relationship during COVID. Like, yeah, he's got himself a girlfriend.
Well done.
Good on you. We all love the beautiful...
We do. She's magnificent. More off the bench right after this.